It had gone on for weeks, two rival suitors vying for majority ownership of Sprint Nextel. Finally, this week, Sprint shareholders voted to take Japanese company SoftBank's $21.6 billion offer for 78% of the company. Sprint CEO Dan Hesse said,
"It is expected to give our stockholders the opportunity to realize an attractive cash premium or hold shares in a stronger, better capitalized Sprint."
The jilted Dish Network also stopped its attempts to buy Clearwire before Sprint could. A heralded big announcement from the city and UMKC about a proposed downtown campus for the Conservatory of Music and Dance turned out to be from Julia Irene Kaufman.
The Muriel McBrien Kaufman Foundation has committed a $20 million leadership grant to UMKC's Conservatory of Music and Dance towards the downtown campus for the arts project.
Together, the university has to come up with another $70 million within 3 years. Chancellor Leo Morton told the A-list audience,
"I will be visiting with you."
The proposed new arts campus would be in the Crossroads District. At a news conference at the Unicorn Theater, attorney Lana Knedlick summed up the reaction of area same-sex marriage supporters on this week's Supreme Court decisions on the subject, given that such marriages are not recognized by either Kansas or Missouri.
"You have more hope and optimism, I think, today than you do yesterday. But as a legal standpoint, I don't think anything changes."
Kansas Congressman Tim Holzkamp wanted to change something: the U.S. Constitution.
"This court has taken upon themselves to define or redefine marriage for all of us. I think that's short circuits the democratic process. We're going to have to go through the amendment process to defend marriage and protect our children."
Holzkamp says he'll introduce a bill to start the process of amending the Constitution. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the bill that would have required labor unions to get annual permission to withhold dues and fees from the paychecks of public employees. He also cut more than $400 million from the budget in anticipation that Republican lawmakers would override his veto of their tax cuts.
"Members of the General Assembly can either support House Bill 253 or they can support education. But they can't do both."
The cuts hit K-12 education hardest and take big chunks from higher education, Medicaid provider rates, transportation, and capital maintenance. Nixon says he'll restore most of the funding if his tax cut veto is not overturned. Two Kansas retirement home residents filed suit over the new voter photo ID law. They say when they were unable to get the kind of photo IDs required, their provisional ballots were destroyed. Proof of citizenship requirements for new Kansas voters were having problems, too. The Lawrence Journal-World reported that one-third of those who registered since the first of the year still don't have clearance to vote. And as the weekend dawned, a Topeka judge blocked two sections of Kansas' new abortion law, pending outcome of a suit by two Overland Park doctors. The parts that don't go into effect Monday involve providers' required endorsement of the state position on abortion and a tighter definition of what constitutes an emergency abortion that is exempt from the 24-hour waiting period. This is KCUR.